the angel Ezra comes. He says, "Praise be to Jesus." Then he said that Jesus sends him, Ezra, to dictate new meditations on the mysteries of the Rosary, centering on the divine will. The Joyful Mysteries. The Annunciation. Through Mary's complete and perfect union with the Father's eternal divine will, the Archangel Gabriel saw in her a perfect dwelling place for the incarnation of divine love. Saint Gabriel recognized Mary as the one God had chosen to be the Mother of God, and so he approached her. Mary, who always acted in and through divine love, accepted God's will for her. The Visitation. The divine word implanted deep within her womb, Mary sets out in response to the archangel's message to visit her cousin Elizabeth. Wherever Mary goes, whatever she says, thinks, or does, she is in complete union with God's divine will. Now, even more so, with the divine will alive within her womb, she never questions, even though she encounters many hardships along the way. The Nativity. Mary gives birth to the incarnate Word, the divine will of God, in the humblest of surroundings, a stable. She and Joseph suffer rejection when trying to find more suitable dwelling. How often in today's world the divine will is rejected by free will. The only adornments the divine will seeks in the world is a loving heart of every person. But how often the door of the human heart rejects God's will. The Presentation. It was God's divine will that Simeon and Anna, present in the temple that day, recognized the infant Jesus as the long-awaited Savior. Open to God's providing will, they welcomed him as such, and Simeon prophesied as he held the eternal Word in his arms. The Finding of Jesus in the Temple. God's will is sometimes a cross, sometimes a victory. Mary and Joseph suffered the cross of losing Jesus for 3 days. They were not angry, but surrendered to the cross by accepting it. They patiently waited on God's will to be shown to them in its entirety. The victory came when they found Jesus in the temple.